Track number 20, The Failed Occupation of the Valley Theatre. The Valley Theatre was built between 1852 and 1857 on a design by Cesare Costa. The neoclassical facade has a distinctive row of tall columns on the first level and a row of stone statues above the upper corniche, depicting allegories of the pleasures of theatre and characters from the great tragedies. Inside the theatre, the artistic decorations, executed by Girolamo Magnani and other artists, depict the glories of Greek theatre in the peristyle, those of Latin theatre in the entrance hall, and those of Italian theatre in the remaining areas. The atrium lobby has an octagonal plan, and the ceiling is decorated with putti, baccanti, and friezes. The vault above the grand staircase leading to the foyer and the waiting rooms are decorated with sculptures and friezes. The doors were thought to be so beautiful as to be copied for the theatre of the Duchess of Parma. The auditorium, embellished throughout with gilt decorations, is designed in the shape of a horseshoe, circled by four box tiers and a gallery. The vaulted ceiling is subdivided into eight sections through medallions, with inserts depicting authors and works from melodrama, comedy, choreutics, and tragedy. The huge chandelier hanging from the ceiling is still the original one. Popular folklore recounts that in the 70s, the police foiled an attempted occupation of the theatre. 300 young members of the Communist Youth Federation had been rehearsing as crowd artists for months, each handling a toy machine gun. Halfway through the first act of Goldoni's The Mistress of the Inn, the guerrillas were supposed to burst in among the stalls and pretend they had seized power, shouting through the microphone that there had been a coup d'etat. They were to rob men of their documents and women of their wedding rings. That would be the end of the first half of the performance. The second half was to be performed in Piazza Prampolini. The fake guerrillas would force the audience to follow them, line up in a single file, and then kneel on the ground. A raised ring would be set up for the occasion. Corrado Costa and his daughter would be standing on it with a heap of chicken legs, which they would dig their teeth in and hurl onto the public, shouting, "The First Republic is dead! Long live, long live, long live the Cervi brothers!" 2 days before the national opening night, the police stopped the performance with an impressive deployment of forces. According to Corrado, the theatre was occupied in protest. In truth, there is only one thing I'm sure about. When Corrado suggested staging a performance called Aida at Room Temperature, in which the temperature in the store would gradually rise, forcing the audience to undress until street vendors would appear on the scene selling drinks and fans, the then director of the Valley Theatre started to laugh, and Corrado felt disappointed.